Shall we begin?
Let's begin now.
You're listening to the Dishin' and Swishin' podcast on HoopFeed.com.
Hi, everybody. It's time for the college basketball season to begin, and I've got a great guest to kick off Dishin' and Swishin's NCAA women's basketball coverage for the season. I'm pleased to welcome back to Dishin' and Swishin' the coach of South Carolina, Dawn Staley. Coach, how are you today?
I'm doing terrific.
Coach, first, congratulations. 10,000 season tickets. 10,308 was the last count I heard. That is phenomenal, especially for a program that, you know, just 5 or 6 years ago, you were only pulling in a couple thousand people, and, you know, Gamecock fever has hit South Carolina.
Well, it's incredible. I think all the fans that have supported our team and the outpour, you know, of season ticket holders to go out and purchase their tickets early, you know, has been, you know, what South Carolinians are all about. I mean, I've only lived here, you know, for 7 years. And for 7 years, I can honestly say the people are so genuine. They always said, if you build it, we will come. And if that's not the truth and everything that we've done over the past few years, I look forward to this season, and I look forward to, you know, the future. And I hope that, you know, women's basketball stays at the forefront of people's minds, because I think we put a product on the floor that people can really be proud of, and we're affordable, most importantly.
You know, Coach, your program has gone to such heights now. You've always been an intense competitor, but you also always have been not a person to dwell on things. How long did it take you to get past that difficult loss the way the season ended last year and get forward looking into, the summer and ahead?
Well, I think it's a little bit easy to get over it because, you lose a big part of our program and Lisa Welch and Ellen Ibiam and Olivia Gaines. So when you lose such a big void, you're looking for ways to replace that. You don't have to really look far. We have some seniors who have been a part of our program and the growth of our program over the past 3 years. We want to, not forget about what we were able to accomplish, but we want to expound on that. And the way that we do that is people have to accept roles that are challenging roles for them, like Tiffany Mitchell. You know, I think Asia Doge has always been one that has been like a quiet leader, but we're going to need that leader in which, you know, it's vocal and during the times that, you know, we need them. That's what Lisa Welch was. Ellen Ibiam was that, you know, in the dorms and outside of the coaches, you know, the coaches being present. But now I think they've, you know, Asia and Tiff, we got four captains, Tiffany, Tina Roy and Khadijah Sessions. They're all lead in very different ways. But they have had, you know, probably conversations with and direct conversations with each other that I think it's a healthy thing for us. It's different, and I think it may be the edge that we'll need to get us over the top.
You know, now I've heard always about teachers having people write an essay about what did you do during your summer. You had a pretty interesting summer yourself there, Coach, you know, with being with the senior national team and, of course, winning gold with the U19 team. You know, and, of course, you know, everybody books home and homes in their schedule, but not everybody gets a home and home with the Pope.
that's funny. Really busy summer, but it's basketball. You know, when it's, when it's the game that you truly love, you know, it's something that you want to do, you find happiness in it. And that's, you know, my summer was filled with that. I can't tell people enough, you know, how much the game has been a gift that keeps on giving to me, you know, to, you know, have the Pope, you know, come to the States and visit my hometown, although I didn't get a chance to see him then. But then going to the Vatican and visiting, you know, it is, I sit back and I just relish the opportunities that I've been given just, you know, from that round ball. And you know, obviously, you know, I put that round ball in front of a lot of things in my life. You know, so I think it keeps giving, you know, and I keep trying to repay that debt to basketball, but it keeps giving, and I don't think I'll ever be able to do it, but, you know, my position as a coach will allow me to, you know, help young people see, you know, when you've dedicated something, when you're dedicated to something and you're disciplined to something, you know, you can only find good in it.
Yeah, Coach, I'm going to give you an opportunity to toot a few horns that don't normally get that kind of credit. Everybody talks about the program you've built, but in talking to Gino over the years when he's done the USA basketball thing, you know, we had always asked him about the difficulties in recruiting in the summer sessions and things because he was away, and he always talked about how his assistants took care of things when he's gone. You know, you spent this whole summer, like you said, on the road doing different things with USA basketball, and the team is still right there ready to go and roll, and that's a tribute to the staff that you've assembled.
Great, great, great staff. And you know, I think if you look at the staff that Gino has had, you know, there's continuity. There's continuity in their staff, and that's why you find consistency out there on the court. Lisa Boyer, Nikki McCray, we did have one turnover, but when when the core of your staff stays intact and has some longevity together, you become successful. They make me look good every single day. Every single day. Every time they're on the phone talking to recruits and parents, they make me look good. You know, I'm not, you know, half the recruiter that they say that I am. It's all them. You know, Nikki is a go-getter. Lisa Boyer has been doing this longer than Nikki and I put together. You know, so she knows the ins and outs. She's great, you know, with parents. She's great with coaches. And, you know, she's been around the block. So, you know, for us to have the type of success that we've had, you know, credit them. You know, I shy away from, you know, wanting the spotlight, but I always put it back on them because they're the ones that's working behind the scenes to get things done, even when I'm not around.
You know, Coach, in talking about also about the USA basketball deal, one of the things that I found, at least watching over the years, it seems to me that there is no replacement for players that get that USA basketball exposure and experience, playing against some of the best players in the world. They always seem to come back stronger and better prepared. Now, you know, well, Tiff was already an All-American and unfortunately missed time with her injuries, but, you know, mm-hmm. Asia was dominant in her U19 team. And then, you know, Coates played really well in the Pan Am games. This has to be a real feather in their cap as they get ready to play this season.
It was a huge summer for them. You know, it was a huge summer for, you know, Tiff to be around other great players. It was great for her to experience in the spring when she went out with the national team training camp. And, you know, I've always talked to Tiff for the past 3 years about giving more of herself. And she saw, you know, how it works because, you know, the Simone Augustuses, Abby Pondexters, they all took her under their wing and kind of told her, you know, how you be effective, you know, at the pro level. And, you know, for Tiffany, you know, she's never been in a situation where she needed to hear that because she's always been out front on the collegiate level. But she needed their help, you know, out there in Vegas. So she's better because of that experience. Elena Coates, I've heard a number of stories about, you know, how she handled, you know, being around other great players. And she was challenged. She was challenged every single day to perform. And what she did was quite remarkable because I'm quite sure when I was watching them practice. She wasn't a part of the, you know, the first few rotations, you know, of post players in the beginning of training camp for the Pan American team. But I, you know, she ended up starting, which showed me growth had taken place. And you know, Asia Wilson, you know, she played, you know, she played like, you know, a mad woman for the U19 team. I continuously see her grow, and I see a direct impact in her summer and her coming back her sophomore year. So, you know, those USA basketball experiences, you know, are tremendous, you know. And what their teammates wanted from them was that same kind of play every single day. Her teammates wanted her to be who she was for the U19 team on our team, which is a great confidence booster.
Well, there's no question that the team, you know, the size is there again, and of course you've had the veteran leadership. You mentioned, you know, your captains and, you know, the starting backcourt with Mitchell and Sessions in particular. Handling the ball is certainly one that can take on a myriad of different types of pressures and defenses. And, you know, as per usual, you didn't give them an easy out-of-conference schedule. Of course, the SEC is a beast, period. But, you know, adding on UCLA, Arizona State, you know, a nice little trip to Hawaii we can't complain about. Duke, Ohio State, and then finally Connecticut again, only this time at your place. That's a great out-of-conference schedule, and Ohio State right off the bat is going to, you know, how about McGuff scheduling you guys and UConn back-to-back to try and build that team up?
he's not afraid to play anybody, and that's the approach that you need, you know, this day and age, no matter what conference that you're playing in. You nowadays, you have to prep for your conference play. We certainly have to. We can't afford to play, you know, have lopsided, you know, victories playing, you know, people who we can't really measure ourselves against. So we're using November and December to prep for January, February, and March to prep for, you know, March Madness and playing hopefully in the third weekend in the NCAA tournament like we did last year. So every part of our schedule is meaningful in some type of way.
You know, Coach, one thing I wanted to talk to you about is, you know, I had mentioned the you know, the educator and the teacher part of being a coach. And you had a piece that was on the Players Tribune back in June where you talked about, you know, that it isn't just about the 4 years they spend with you, that it's bigger than being a coach. That seems to be something that, you know, you truly have taken to heart. You know, not only with just mentoring and things that you do with the school and the kids there, but I wanted to talk about this past weekend when you went to Charleston and you took the Emmanuels to the Emmanuel AME Church. I mean, that's something that a lot of people wouldn't think to do with a basketball team, especially getting ready for the season. But, you know, that was, you know, there's been so much going on in South Carolina, mm-hmm. you know, not great news by any stretch, even mm-hmm. again this week. You know, but you seem to, you don't shy away from any of those challenges with the kids, and you confront them and discuss it with them as adults.
Yeah, I mean, this is life, you know. Of course, it's South Carolina, and, you know, we've had our, you know, issues that we've dealt with, but it's life no matter where you are. And I think it's our job as coaches to put things in perspective. Our kids are going to have to navigate through life here as well as when they leave us. So we want to give them the platform to work through those things now. So when they become, you know, adults, when they become parents, that they'll be able to share some of the, you know, the lessons that they've learned here in college and how to deal with those things. These are real life issues, and we try to, you know, have our players aware of what's going on around them, because they have a sense of, you know, just me. You know, I have to deal with my own problems, and, you know, we try to, you know, encourage them to look outside of themselves and have a, you know, a different perspective on life, because, you know, compared to, you know, what other people have to deal with on a daily basis, what they have to deal with is very small on the grand scheme of things. So we wanted to, you know, go to the place in which tragedy happened in our state, but also reflect on the good that came out of it, how, you know, this state came together to support those families, and how the state reacted with, you know, not hate but love, you know, love for one another, love for, you know, the families that lost loved ones. Even, you know, you talk about the flood that happened a few weeks ago where, you know, another, you know, tragedy that occurred where every South Carolinian came together and, you know, you don't really hear about the flood anymore because we band together to make sure that, you know, we show only the good that South Carolina has to offer to the rest of the nation. Is, you know, even Sheriff Lott acted swiftly today to deal with, you know, the tragedy that happened, you know, yesterday. So, you know, I'm glad to be a part of the South Carolina community because, you know, there are great things that are happening despite, you know, some of the national attention that's coming our way nowadays.
Now, Coach, the last thing I wanted to talk to you about is this year has certainly been the year of the transfer. Kids are transferring all over the place, and now Kentucky in your own conference just lost a star player in Lynae Harper, announcing that she was leaving this past week, which seems really late, of course, for everybody. But, you know, a lot of people, there's been, you know, rumors and stories that because you got a couple of good ones, people think that there's violations going on in different places and what's going on. Mm-hmm. How as a coach do you look at these things now with the kids being so quick to transfer? How do you keep your players? You know, just the whole dichotomy has changed in the relationships between the school and the players, and everybody seems to be real quick for that gratification.
Well, you know, I think with what's happening nowadays, I think kids need to do their homework a little bit better. I think parents need to parent a little bit better when it comes to, you know, their kids making the decision. And that decision has to be based on, a lot of it has to be based on the coach and that coach-player relationship. Because you're going to, you know, going to college is going to be your biggest, one of the biggest transitions in life. You know, because everything's coming at you. Everything's new academically. You know, things are new athletically. Things are new. Socially, things are new. Nutritionally, things are just new, and all of it's a crash course when you get to college. And if you don't have a relationship with the people that you're entrusting your career with, you know, the one or two times that something comes up, then they're going to come up. I tell every recruit that I talk to, you can't make decisions based on what you're, you know, the good part of. Base it on how, you know, you got to fast forward. Base it on, you know, the bad. What you're going to feel like when you're homesick. What are you going to feel like when you're sick? What you're going to feel like when, you know, you have a spat with your boyfriend. What are you going to feel like? Or who are you going to, you know, feel like you can text early in the morning, late at night, or call? And who's going to be there sitting across from you, making sure that they're helping you through those hard times, because the good times are easy. The facilities are nice, you know. The official visits are nice. We're going to put it on the best front that we can put on. But you know, when you strip all of those things away, you want to know you're good during those bad times. So people have to research it. You know, people have to be. And I tell recruits and parents this all the time. Any decision that you make, it is going to boil down to what you're not willing to sacrifice. Now, if you're willing to sacrifice happiness, you know, for me as a coach, you know, that's probably the wrong recruit, because the moment they're unhappy, you know, it's hard. You know, it's hard to deal with. So don't come to South Carolina because of our facility. Don't come to South Carolina because, you know, we got a great team and program now. Come to South Carolina because of the people, because of us and how we deal with people, you know, how we are truly truthful to a fault, because we're going to give you the good, the bad, the ugly, and we're going to make you make that decision based on, you know, the full spectrum versus, you know, what's only good.
And I think that that's something that you're right. I think the kids don't do enough homework in advance. And, you know, and the other side of that is when they come calling, you know, then that's up to you to make sure that they understand that. And, you know, people like what they hear, they come. If they don't like what they hear, they don't come.
Right. And I think that's why we were pretty successful in the transfer, in getting transfers. And honestly, I didn't make one call when it came down to, you know, the recruits that we got. I made a call inquiring about Sarah Imobi. But Kayla and Alicia, those calls came in to us. They sought us out because, you know, Alicia, I don't think everybody knew this, but she committed to us before North Carolina. You know, so the relationship was there with her. Kayla, on the other hand, and it's kind of strange, but Kayla's close with Kelsey Bone. And Kelsey Bone, who left South Carolina to go to Texas A&M, told her, you know, this was a great place. I was a really good coach, you know, and Kayla, from there, Kayla just felt like this was the place for her, and I was the coach to coach her. We had to work a little bit harder for Sarah, though. it was well worth it. But when it was all said and done, and they came on their visit, they liked what they heard, and you know, I think bottom line is they were all looking for something different, and hopefully that difference is, you know, how we operate here in South Carolina is we're going to tell you like it is. My players here at South Carolina have given me the luxury of coaching how I coach and allow me to be me. That is, coach them up, love them up, you know, give them the tough love when necessary, but also just balancing it with, you know, helping them navigate through life in a way that, you know, is a little bit different than any other place.
You know, now, are they going to talk to you about taking over for Spurrier, or are you just going to hold out and take over the Eagles?
I'm okay where I am. I got my own problems to deal with. I don't need any more.
Well, Coach, you know, the one last thing I got to say to you is, you know, I love the theme of the show for this year, but I do want to know when Dougie Fresh and Slick Rick are coming.
You know, Dougie Fresh, Slick Rick, Alshon Jeffries, who's a receiver here, receiver here at South Carolina, now at the Chicago Bears, said we took his nickname too, so we're gonna have to bring everybody. Beyonce did the show as well, so I'm hoping that everybody has an association with the show, comes to watch, you know, our game. It'd be great reunion, you know, for all of those stars to get together at a home game of ours.
Well, you're going to have to build a bigger arena to play in to fit them in amongst all the season ticket holders.
Well, we can find some room for them.
Coach, thanks again for coming on today. Enjoy the pre-show of the show tonight. It's Wednesday as we record this. I'm looking forward to seeing the Gamecocks play this year. It's going to be an exciting season. There's some really, really tough teams out there between you guys and the Huskies, and the Irish are always there, and it's going to culminate in a great year in Indianapolis.
It's a great time for women's basketball, and I hope we're able to all put on the show to let people know the product that we put on the floor is well worth watching.
Take care, Coach, and thanks again.
All right, Dave. Appreciate it.